We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, Chicago? Welcome to the Chicago Sports Podcast, presented by PointsBet. Use promo code CHGO when you sign up to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. Happy Thursday, everyone. I am Kevin Kaduk, CHGO, head of content, here with the weekly CHGO podcast with a new set of panelists. The Blackhawks and Bull seasons are over, so that has freed up the schedules a little bit of two of our guys.
Is that on camera? I'm sorry.
We're actually past the Bears draft, too, so Nick's got a little more time, but I'm here with, to my left, Big Dave from the CHGO Bulls podcast.
Hello there. Good to see you.
Nick Moriano from CHGO Bears coming straight off of that set.
Yep.
And then after this, we have CHGO Blackhawks, and going straight to that will be Mr. Jay Zawoski.
Thanks for having me.
I know him.
It's exciting to be here.
Yeah.
Been waiting for the invite, like checking my spam folder and making sure my daughter didn't read my texts and nothing.
I'll be honest. There was a lot of times where you were here at like 9:30 covering a Hawks San Jose Sharks game, and I'm like, should I get Jay in here early the next morning?
I appreciate it.
Yes. I was being nice.
I appreciate the 2:30 a.m. Arrivals home were tough, but I don't care. It's fun. I think all of us agree, man. The first, month and a half we've been here, it's just been awesome. And I don't mind the late nights because I get to sleep in. I haven't been able to sleep in like 20 years. It's great.
Ooh, that's fun.
So, yeah, I mean, it was 5:30 a.m. every morning for me for the last, 15 years or so.
Damn, bro. No, I completely agree with you, though, like, because this is just too much fun.
Yeah.
Like, every day I'm like, dude, I get to do this. Like, right. I really say that to people. Like, this, I really get to do this because it sounds made up when I tell it to my friends. Like, that's not a thing. Like, no, it's real. I really get to wear what I want, come in here, talk crap with some good friends about sports and anything else, and then walk out, and then they give me a check. Like, it's the weirdest, wonderful thing, but it's wonderful. It really is. It's a great thing.
Yes. Yesterday, I had to do, like, some adult things.
I'm sorry.
Set up a retirement fund and things like that, but in the occupation, it's like, CHGO Bears report. It's like that was
there
really cool. Just put in there and the occupation title. Yeah. And it's it's just fun. You know,
I can't gloss over that though. Retirement fund, is that what you just said?
Yeah, I got to look into that. At some point.
But. I gotta hang out with you more, man.
That's adulting away from retirement. You're even farther away from retirement. Right. But like, you can
my
never.
My uncle, start. My parents are like, you better get that set up right now. And I'm like, all right.
You can never start too early, man.
Exactly.
Pump
that's
that
true,
in
yeah.
right now.
Yeah, it's smart.
True, you can do.
Smart. It's a good point.
We're not talking investments. We're not talking 401ks. We're not talking Roth IRAs. The CHGO podcast is supposed to be fun. Today we're going to be talking. You guys have a lot of time, like I said, so we're going to be talking about summer movie blockbusters.
Sweet.
Which I think are going to be fun. And this is what the CHGO Sports Podcast is. It's a collection of our talent talking about things that interest us, even outside of the realm of sports. So we're going to get into that. But first, we're coming off of the Crosstown Classic, the first installment. Two games at Wrigley on Tuesday and Wednesday. The Sox took both of them. We don't have any baseball representation here, but we have baseball fans here. We've got two Sox fans.
Cub fan.
One Cubs fan.
what'd you guys make of the series coming out of this?
I mean, business as usual, you know, mm-hmm. went in, did what they were supposed to do. Honestly, it was more underwhelming, I think, this year. One was because both teams are, you know, still kind of struggling and figuring stuff out right now. But two, because, you know, we hadn't seen the sun in like 43 days.
Really? Literally. So yeah.
The weather kind of played into that as well. Because usually when I go to one over at Wrigley, you know, it's great. The sun is shining. People talking a bunch of crap to each other. And that's always fun. But it was just harder to get into. And then it's so early. I'm used to it being in like, you know, mm-hmm. June, July, you know, around those times.
I haven't gotten pissed at my TV all season yet. Right? Like, it's too early to even be mad about baseball. So it's too early to be fired up about Cubs and Sox.
That's a great point.
Especially with the Cubs have no expectations. Mm-hmm. The Sox have underachieved. So mm-hmm. neither fan base is really feeling great right now. So it's hard to be like, you also suck. Right. You know, it's like, it's just the fire's not there. We need to get these two teams winning and competitive at the same time.
Agreed.
It should not be this difficult in a big market like this. The Cubs should have an unlimited payroll. The Sox are trying to win.
Yeah.
This should be the time where we're really into it.
Yeah, I agree.
But regardless, if they were both undefeated at this point, May, the first week of May, on a Tuesday and Wednesday.
How does baseball always shoot itself in the foot? Because now, next year, they're going to be playing, there's increased interleague where everyone is going to be playing everyone at least one series, but that Cubs-Sox is going to be reduced to just three games now instead of four. But I almost feel like it's not that big of a loss because it feels like that this Crosstown series has actually never been at a, I don't want to say lower point, but at a point where people are less interested in it. And I find that kind of notable because it almost seems like the rivalry and hatred between the two sides has never been greater, right?
Mm.
Would you agree with that?
I don't have that hate. My hate is at a two because after the Cubs won, I was rooting for the Cubs to win. They were the only team I hadn't seen win. And I was like, I've got to see this in my lifetime, you know? And when I saw it, I was like, okay, great. My hate is now at a 2 out of 10. And I'm like, yeah, they're the Cubs. And they won, that's fine. But there hasn't been anything to fire me up yet. You know what I'm saying? Nothing to just get me sparked up and get into it like that.
Yeah, I was still in Iowa when the Cubs won the World Series. But most of my friends are Cubs fans. So I was celebrating with them when they were able to do that. Right. And even now, it's like, I'm going to go to Wrigley in a couple of weeks with a couple of my friends to go see a game. I don't hate the Cubs. Obviously, seeing the Sox win and sweep, that was great to see. And seeing my guy, I have a Liam Hendricks jersey on right now, seeing him play to his
game. Is it the right color, by the way? You got the right?
I hope so, yeah. He had to switch it out right at the end there. That was interesting. But, yeah, it was nice to see that. No hatred toward the Cubs, but it was nice to see that sweep.
It almost felt like the Liam Hendricks thing, his reactions after both wins might have actually planted a seed for something when they do meet again at Comiskey, right?
That's always his reactions, too. That is.
Like, Liam Hendricks is a character, and I think you need more characters. I think the Cubs right now are very devoid of characters.
That is
absolutely
correct.
You take Baez off of that roster.
Wilson Contreras is the only guy on that team with any sort of swagger.
That's true.
And it doesn't mean I don't like other guys on the team, but when you had Rizzo and Javi, Bryant was low-key, but he was a great player, right? But to have Javi and Rizzo and Wilson on the same team like that, they would talk.
Yeah.
You know, they knew how to do it. And people hate Wilson Contreras, and I get it, man. He's a gamer. He's tough. Mm. He'll talk, all those sort of things. But, yeah, the Cubs are pretty devoid of any kind of electrifying personalities right now. And even David Ross is just kind of a level-headed, normal guy. Sometimes you want a little bit of that red ass on your team, and the Cubs just don't have it. I feel like that's sort of representative of the series a little bit, where Cub fans went into it sort of expecting to lose, right? I don't know. It's just I have no connection to this Cubs team right now. Mm-hmm. I just don't,
it's
which is
take
crazy because, there's just nobody that aside from Contreras, there's no one I feel overly connected to. Mm-hmm. Kyle Hendricks a little bit, but that's once every 5 days.
Okay.
You know, I've never been more meh about the Cubs in my life.
See, now, did you watch Friday Night Lights, the television show?
A little bit. I can't. My wife is too. She's like lusting the entire movie, entire show, because she likes the coach. What is it? Oh, I can't think of his real name.
Kyle Chandler.
Chandler. Mm-hmm. So, like, every scene, she's like, oh! I'm like, I'm trying to watch the show. All right? Like, can we just establish the fact that Kyle Chandler's attractive, okay? I agree. Let's just watch the show. But I do that. I think I watched the first season or two.
So I feel like this Cubs team is like, you remember, like they everyone graduated and then they brought in. He went to the new school.
Yeah.
They brought in the new cast with Michael B. Jordan and the rest of them. East Dillon.
Yeah, East Dillon, baby. East Dillon, yes, sir. East Dillon.
And you didn't know if this was going to work, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's where the Cubs are right now. You've got a new set of players.
Yeah.
You kind of know where it's going, but you're not sure if you're totally bought in yet, and you're really hoping it's going to work, but you're not sure.
Well, Dave.
Who's Michael B. Jordan? That's all I was going
to
say.
Brennan Davis. Brennan Davis. Right?
Okay. That's the thing.
But he's not here yet.
Who on the roster is going to be there when the Cubs are good again?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Suzuki, maybe? It's sort of the same deal with the Hawks, too. Mm-hmm. Like, who matters here? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I look at Frank Schwindel and Patrick Wisdom as dudes that are going to be meaningful parts of the next Cubs contender. Maybe they don't win a World Series, but the next playoff Cubs.
Right.
I don't think those guys are going to be part of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Brennan Davis is it, right?
Yeah.
That's and what he was maybe saying. Horner.
Mm-hmm.
Suzuki.
Like, as a Cubs fan, like, since you've won a World Series, did that change? Because it used to be, and this is just me outside looking in, but it felt like the perception was just going to Wrigley, enjoying Wrigley for what it is and the good time that you have, win or lose, you know what I mean? Of course you want to win, but win or lose, I'm going to have a good time at Wrigley. Did that kind of change after the World Series?
Wow, that's a good question. I do think expectations just overall changed when that new regime came in, when Joe Maddon came in, when Theo came in. And I'll tell you, I think a lot of Cubs fans feel this too. When the Cubs won in 2016, the feeling I had was relief.
Mm.
It was more of, thank God they did not lose. And maybe part of that was me working at the Score and thinking about, had the Cubs blown a Game 7 World Series lead, I'd have to deal with that for the rest of my, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every caller, every, you know, that was part of it. But I was just so relieved that there was not another chapter of the curse being written and that they had finally won.
Yeah.
That was my immediate feeling, was it was joy, of course, but more relief than anything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, expectations have changed now. You know, you're a big boy organization. It's happened. And, you know, a lot of people said, just one before I die. No, now I want a lot. Now I want more than one. And the greed is starting to sink in, right?
Yeah.
So it has changed things. And I think the Cubs are looked at differently from their fans, of saying, hey, now that you've shown us you can do it, let's keep doing it.
I
do think that there is a segment, though, of Cubs fans who are like, okay, it did happen, and that I'm fine with that. And I'll say, for a long time with the Bulls, I was fine. Like, I'm like, I'll never have to see another Bulls championship ever again because I lived through six of them, and that was awesome, and I will never get as good as that again. So I'm going to focus my attention on the Bears and the Blackhawks and go from there. And now all I want is the Bulls to get back to the top. Like, if you ask me, like, one team who I really would want to win, it'd probably be the Bulls.
Yeah.
Actually, the Bears, but.
The Bears. Bears.
But the Bulls are right there.
No, they're right there. They're definitely right there for me. And that's a great point. It's, I always tell people growing, I'm happy I grew up when I did, because that is the ultimate fail-safe for me. I can always lean on that, no matter how bad things were going. I can always just go right back to that and live in that nostalgia and just say, greatness, you know, and bathe myself in it, and then come out and deal with the trash that we were looking at for the past 5 years, except for this season, which has been awesome. But yeah, I want the winning now. Like, I'm ready to be hurt again. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready for all of that again from the Chicago Bulls team. Because again, it's not going to be duplicated. 6-0, you're just never going to see that again. No. Yeah. That doesn't mean I don't want to see my team still at that level. Like, the Lakers don't have that mindset. Boston doesn't have that mindset. Yeah. It's, dude, let's go get this championship and let's go do it. And I would like that for the Bulls.
Both of you guys had great moments in your podcast over the last week. Some of them, right?
Once in a while.
I'm specifically with you, Dave. You said, hey, man, I just really miss seeing my team in the playoffs. I miss waking up knowing that there's going to be a Bulls playoff game.
Yeah.
Jay, you said, man, I really miss Blackhawks playoff hockey, but I don't necessarily miss
the constant nausea.
2 months of just feeling like you're going to throw up for two straight months.
Yeah, it's true. And Blackhawks Twitter during the dynasty invented cry, barf, die time. And it was just the way you felt. Because at any second, a hockey game can turn, right? In a basketball game, you feel, so you had a 5-run lead or a 5-point lead, 10-point lead, whatever. Baseball, same thing. But in hockey, it can a game can flip on a dime.
True. Right.
If you got a 2-goal lead, it's over in 2 shots.
There's nothing
ask
like
the Boston Bruins. What can happen in 17 seconds?
There's nothing like hockey anxiety. It's a completely different anxiety.
Yeah.
I'm curious, what would it be for, like, for the Bears for you to see them actually get that championship?
I don't know. I wasn't alive when they actually won it. Like, I'm envious that, you know, you guys have seen, like, championships.
Yeah.
In your lifetime, like, even when I was born in 94, like, when the Bulls were doing their thing, I couldn't, the only thing is, like, the White Sox and obviously the Blackhawks for me, but, yeah, to see the Bears win a Super Bowl, I can't imagine that the city will even be standing if that ever happened.
He's got a point.
Honestly, I was conscious for, you know, I was, like, 8 or 9 when the 85 Bears won, and you want to talk about a city being taken over? They still talk about the 85 Bears.
That will never go away.
It will never go away. And I think, interestingly, like when we talk about the Bulls dynasty and the Hawks dynasty and the 85 Bears, Chicago fans have, it's all or nothing. Like, the 85 Bears are arguably the greatest team of all time. The Bulls dynasty are arguably the greatest dynasty of all time. The Hawks dynasty, maybe probably the Montreal Canadiens or the '80s Islanders, whatever, or '80s Oilers. I mean, are better overall teams, but to win 3 in a cap era, that's going to be pretty unheard of for a long time.
True indeed.
We're either here or here, where you talk about the Lakers and the Celtics and the Bruins and the maybe it's the Patriots or whatever.
Like the
really good franchises that are always there, that always have a shot. Like the St. Louis Cardinals are a good example, right?
Ooh.
Their World Series wins are not always the best team, but year after year after year, they're giving themselves a chance to be in it.
Right.
And we somehow luck into Michael Jordan. We somehow luck into the greatest defense of all time. We somehow luck into back-to-back drafts of Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews.
Yes. Yes.
That's kind of how it works.
You're right. And it's been good. Like, I would take all of that luck, and I need more of it now because we have definitely paid a price. The Bears have paid one. Bulls have paid one. Blackhawks are paying theirs now. Everybody's paid a price, and it's like, dude, when does it come due now? You know what I mean? And I think more so for the Bears, I would like to see it come due more than anything, you know, because all I have to lean on right now is 06, you know what I'm saying? And just watching that and getting angry about it because that was such a winnable Super Bowl.
You say we'll never stop with the 85 Bears. I don't know that I necessarily agree with that because there's a whole generation of fans, generations of fans younger than us, who to like 06 means more to them than
well, he's got no connection to 85.
Correct. But he knows everything about
it. And growing up,
my
dad and my uncles, all they ever did was talk about that 63 team. Now, do we talk about 1963 ever?
No. My parents, it was always 85. They talked about 85. They were not Bear fans.
I think part of it, too, though, is a lot of the guys who were part of that are still such high-profile people in the city, you know, and it's fading. Like, Ditka's starting to go away. I know his health is waning a little bit because he's in his 80s or whatever.
Right.
You know, Singletary is still a public figure. You know, obviously always thinking about Mongo. What he's going through is just terrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he's always been a huge personality in town. Dan Hampton, who's had his share of issues as well, but still visible member of that team. Mm-hmm. They're ever-present. You know?
Yeah.
And I think if you know, it's like people in Miami can't get rid of the 72 Dolphins. You know?
Yeah. Well, the Dolphins haven't done anything. Like, the Dolphins are team, like, more pathetic than the Bears.
And plus, that's the team. I think the Bears are the team that unify everybody here in Chicago.
Right.
So,
yeah.
They might say, well, I don't watch hockey. You know what I'm saying? Or I quit watching the Bulls after Jordan. Or I'm either Cubs or I'm White Sox. Mm-hmm. But it's just Bears.
Everybody's
you know
Bears.
What I'm saying? Everybody's just
But if Justin Fields becomes what we think he might be able to be and they become a consistent winner, I think 85 does fade.
No.
More than you think.
No, man. Dude,
I think
as soon as the defense does anything this year, the first thing they're going to say, how does this compare to the 85 Bears
every year? They also have, to me, the most beloved figure in Chicago sports history in Walter Payton.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep.
And that will never fade. That because of the fact that he left us so soon, there was never that, like, later in life falling out or, like, the revelation. Like, kind of like with Jordan, we're kind of learning, like, oh, he's kind of a jag a little bit, like, and that's what made him great.
Yeah.
But with Walter, he will forever be what he was a hero to everybody.
I've always said Michael Jordan belongs to the world. Walter Payton belongs to Chicago.
Yes. Ooh, and you have to be here to understand his presence. Like, yeah, Sweetness is all is. It's like he's an ever presence here, and he's like the one guy that we all agree on.
Yeah. That's a fact.
And we all agree Jordan is the greatest of all time, right? Yeah. But like with Walter, when you talk about greatest or beloved,
right?
Walter was both.
Yes.
Ooh,
that's
and,
a fact.
And he's just. I still watch those videos. I remember I was in college when Walter died. I was in college. I was going to Lewis University in Romeoville, and people were walking around like, you know, shell shocked.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Like, there was just like a pall over the entire campus. It was men, women, teachers, everybody that was there was just kind of like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, that guy can die?
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Like, in how? How can that happen?
Do you remember when Jeff Pearlman released his book?
The Sweetness book, yeah.
And that was that was a book that, you know, it painted Walter as a human being and some of the stuff that he went through. And the reaction to it here was, you know, outrage, right?
Yes.
And Jeff was like, I don't understand. Like, how are people reacting this way? And then I'm like, I had him on a podcast when I was at Yahoo. And I was like, with all due respect, Jeff, I don't think you quite did your job understanding what Walter meant to the city. Yeah, if you don't understand, this is the reaction.
Literally, the only Bears jersey I wear is Walter Payton.
Yeah.
Anywhere I go, it's only that one. And I remember I went to a Cincinnati Bengals game, and I had that jersey on, and fans would stop me and say, you know what, I don't even like the fact you have a Bears jersey on. But that's Sweetness. That's Walter Payton. He cool. And I was like, I'm not coming in here disrespectful with a Rex Grossman jersey. I was like, I'm going to wear something respectful. And they were like, no, but Sweetness was that guy. So yeah, they had no problem with that on. So,
further illustrating our point, we started talking about Crosstown Classic. Bears. And it just completely
Bears.
We do want to talk about summertime movies. We're going to run down the, because you guys do have time on your hands. So you guys are going to get out to the multiplex. But first, this is going to be the highlight of my week. I'm finally on set for a Big Dave ad read. Dave, hit me.
I am so concerned about his week. If this is the highlight of it. But here it is. Because the best way to support CHGO is to download that PointsBet app and use that code CHGO when you sign up. And if you do that right now, you will get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. But that's not it. If you make a $50 or more first-time deposit, guess what you're going to get? Take a guess. You're going to get a free CHGO membership, damn it, which unlocks all of that web content, and you'll even get a free T-shirt of your choice from that CHGO locker, like that amazing shirt that's on him over there. Look at Jay Zawoski's shirt. Go ahead, put the camera on it, man. Put the camera on it one time.
Come on, Joey.
Do your thing. Put the camera on it one time. Yeah, there it is. Look at him. All beautiful and stuff. That's 2,000 in free bets, a free CHGO membership, a free T-shirt from the CHGO locker, all for making more than a $50 first-time deposit at PointsBet. And also, live NBA same-game parlay. For that first time ever, you can build the perfect live NBA same-game parlay, and you can do that only with PointsBet. You can buy your favorite bets anytime during the game, and if you want more, you can also boost your live same game parlays. You can watch live, parlay live, boost live, and partay live with PointsBet. And all the people in this beautiful, beautiful state of Illinois and this wonderful city of Chicago where the weather makes absolutely no sense right now.
No sun.
You can stay inside and not deal with what is going on out there and download that PointsBet app right now and register your account from start to finish all from your phone. So what are you waiting for? I have no idea. You should be doing this because once the game starts, you don't just bet. What do you do?
Live your bet life.
Oh, with PointsBet. Joe, you got something for me?
Money.
It's all right. It's early. I ain't judging you. It's early. Oh, it's just low? It played? Okay. Nice. All right. I wasn't even going to be on you on this one, man, because it's early. I know, Joe. Trust me. I understand, man. Thank you for rolling with me.
That is awesome. Dave, you make CHGO what it is.
Oh, man.
Our readers and our listeners and our subscribers, their support allow us to do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not a member yet, you can sign up today. You get premium written content for members at allchgo.com. We have dope merch for all the teams. Mm. When you do become a member, again, you get that free shirt. You get members only Discord. That place is hopping right now because we've had 2 months of building people. And when there's a game going on, people are talking about different things. Oh, we've got the rundown of shirts now. The Red Stars and Fire shirts are fire.
Yes, they are.
Got the CHGO shirt there. I've got that one. That's awesome. I got the Bulls one. So sign up today because I think we're building something real cool here.
Yeah,
I think and so too.
Every Thursday I get to do this show with members of our staff, and it's always fun. And it's always cool. And the culture and community that we're building here is awesome. So
no doubt.
I can agree more.
Definitely. All right. Summer blockbuster movie. We should have had like that guy, the movie voice.
In a world.
CHGO.
Right. Points bet.
So it's kind of crazy, but for two summers, we have not really had a movie scene to talk about on summer. Have you guys that's been out point. To the movies lately?
I haven't, and that's disappointing because I love going to the movie theater. I always have. It's one of my favorite things to do is to go in at a time when no one's there and just watch a movie, and so I can focus on it by myself or watch it with the elderly people. They are the absolute best to watch a movie with. They want to talk about it after it's over. Then they want to introduce me to their granddaughters. But it's great. It's great. I love doing it. I'm a big film person, man, because of my parents. So, yeah, I absolutely love it. I love it.
Yeah, big movie guy, and I recently saw the last movie was The New Batman, and I know that it got mixed reviews, even within people here at CHGO, I liked it. I thought it was a really good interpretation of Batman, but any Marvel movie that comes out, I'm most likely going to see that two to three times in theaters. That's just how I roll.
That's
I think the last movie I saw in a theater was Rise of Skywalker.
It's
been that long. We did not go at all during COVID. There's a couple on the radar, though, I think I would consider going back for.
Okay.
Because I saw a story in Forbes today about how, like, well, people are more comfortable than ever going to the theater, but they're still not going.
Right.
Well, I'm more comfortable now than I've ever been during COVID. It still doesn't mean I'm just going to go all the time.
Right. I saw Rise of Skywalker opening night, and I had a terrible cough and sneezing. And I couldn't stop. And had it happened 3 months later, like, I probably would have been punched and kicked out.
Oh, yeah. You would have reported.
They would have paused and would have put a spotlight on you.
Right.
And just, like, hit the ejector button.
F-14.
I've seen two movies over the last 2 years in the theater. One was Spider-Man.
Okay.
A couple weeks later, we took our girls to see Sing 2. They love Sing.
Okay.
We went to Sing 2. A week later, all of us had Omicron. So I don't know if it was worth it. Like, we probably should have waited for digital, but.
I haven't been to the theater since everything's going down.
And yeah.
It sucks, but I haven't been. I can't bring myself to do it yet.
I feel like. Now might be like, especially since a lot of us we got some days free.
Yeah,
going on a weekday, I think I'd be down with that. I think I think I'm probably ready now to do it.
You ready?
But like you said, Kevin, we all went to a concert at the United Center. We had been perfectly like being as safe as we can be, masking everywhere. We went to see Casey Musgraves at the United Center, and like me and my daughter like. COVID. Like the one time we go somewhere, it happens.
That'll happen.
And that was right during Omicron, man. Same thing, like right away.
Oh, man.
All right. So we're going to run down, I think, 11 movies. Hopefully we have enough time to do this.
Okay.
It starts this weekend. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Raimi brings the Illuminati, featuring Patrick Stewart as Professor X, into this new mind-bending adventure with Benedict Cumberbatch as the Sorcerer Supreme, opposite Elizabeth Olsen, Rachel McAdams, Kiwetel Ejiofor, is that how you say it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done.
Ejiofor, yeah. Benedict Wong and Xochitl Gomez.
I'm excited to see this. I haven't missed a Marvel movie yet. I see them all. The only one I haven't watched is The Eternals. It's the only one I haven't watched yet. I'm going to. It's on Disney Plus. I'm going to check it out. But yeah, because from the trailers I've seen, it looks like they're kind of taking off of What If. And when I saw the clip where it looked like Peggy Carter is going to be, you know, Captain Carter as she was in What If, oh, man, my nerd went insane. Like, I got too excited for that. So I'm really, really interested to see where the story goes for that.
And we got the teaser right after the latest Spider-Man movie. So as soon as we saw that in the, you know, the cutscenes there, it's like, oh, yeah, when is this coming out? And obviously it's going to be at the end of the week and. You know, Bears have rookie mini camp, and I have to make a decision here. I'm kidding. I'll be there. But I cannot wait to see this movie. Again, anything Marvel, you'll most likely I'm going to be there.
Word.
Yeah, I'm not caught up on Marvel. There's a bunch I've missed. Not too many, but it is sort of hard to keep up with a little bit.
It's a lot.
And I'm wondering, and you guys would probably know better than me, is this a movie I can just go see? Like, what dots do I need to connect before I go see
this
movie?
Know what the multiverse is.
I have an idea of that, yeah.
Okay.
So this was supposed to come out right after WandaVision, a few months after.
Okay.
Then And then the pandemic delayed it.
Yeah, we watched all of WandaVision. We're down with all that.
Sam Raimi did the original Spider-Man. Now, 20 years after that, he actually took this over from Scott Derrickson, who actually then went on to direct another movie that's going to be on our list. And Cumberbatch actually says it's Marvel's darkest movie. So I'm interested. I like Doctor Strange. Yeah. I'm not a big like multiverse time travel guy, but I can get into it.
Yeah, that's usually hard to pull off. And Marvel's one of the few people that have actually pulled off time travel correctly. Mm-hmm.
So what I'm gathering from the trailer is this is him dealing with the consequence of what he did at Endgame.
Yes.
Right? Like, so this is all the ripple effects of that.
Yes.
Cool. I'm down.
And Spider-Man
too. Spider-Man,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so I got to see those.
I think Loki somehow ties in too, right?
He has to, right?
Yeah. He's always. So, yeah.
Big Marvel, like, this is setting up.
You might want to do some homework. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. All right,
Joey doesn't enter a microphone, but he says it's setting
setting up
everything.
Yes, so. It's the setup, the assist man.
Second movie, Top Gun Maverick, May 27th. Oh. Tom Cruise returns as Maverick in this sequel to the 1986 movie Top Gun. Have you heard of it?
That long?
This one features Val Kilmer, awesome. Yes. Jennifer Connelly, even more awesome. John Hamm, Ed Harris, and Miles Teller, who's going to be Goose's son, Rooster.
I'm a big Miles Teller fan.
This was originally scheduled to be released on July 12th, 2019. It got delayed for technical reasons. They wanted to make sure the flights were right. And then that pushed it into pandemic, and that pushed it back even two more years. But now we're here. Lady Gaga just released the film's theme song, Hold My Hand.
Really? And, Gaga did it?
Is that a Hootie cover?
I don't know. I guess so. I hope so.
All I know is when I saw the trailer and I heard that bell, that very familiar Top Gun, like the first little I'm like, let's go. I was like ready to run through the wall. As soon as I heard that, that hit me right at the perfect age where Top Gun was the coolest movie ever. There was the NES Top Gun game,
which was crap.
Yes,
it was,
sir.
It was crap. And now it's crap. Back then it was great. It was, I love that. Yeah. Played the hell out of that game. And I'm excited for this. I have been since 2019. The only like little mental block I'm having, I watched the latest trailer before we came in today, is would all these Navy people have this much Botox? Like I see like Tom Cruise, like cheeks are here. Val Kilmer looks like he's made of rubber. Like I just don't think most Navy men have gotten that much work done. But you never know. I mean, it's 2022, so open-minded, but like
self-care.
It's kind of like you have to suspend disbelief that Iceman would have gotten that much work done on himself between now and 1986. But,
I think he would.
I'm going to see it. Absolutely going to see it. The fight scenes look incredible.
Yeah.
Because now the technology to film such a thing is
this is unreal. One you have to see in IMAX.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
And the only other little concern I had is in the trailer, they're sort of rehashing all the famous scenes. So we saw a volleyball scene. Yes. We saw a singing in the bar scene. I hope it's just not a rehash. Mm-hmm. I hope it's an original story. It's going to be a big theme for me today as we discuss these movies.
Yeah.
Original ideas. Let's stop remaking stuff and there's make something fresh. But this
I hate to tell you, there's not too many original ideas here.
I know. Well, some of the things I looked at seem pretty cool and imaginative. So
These are the 85 bears of movies.
But yeah, I am 100% in on Top Gun. Okay.
Yeah.
Whenever it's out, I will see it. That is just pure nostalgia.
I'm not a big Top Gun guy.
Oh man,
I was not into cars. I was not into planes.
Me either.
I did not see this movie for like 15 years, and then it became that movie that I enjoyed telling people that I had never seen. You guys have a movie like that?
Oh man, I'm Hoosiers. Sure I do. I'm sure
I've never seen Hoosiers.
Like Hoosiers?
So you're never gonna watch it because you enjoy telling.
No, I don't want to.
Yeah,
I understand. I'm gonna guess they won.
They did.
Also, Bashir Salahuddin, I think, is his name. He's also in the new Top Gun movie. He's from here, from Chicago. Went to Whitney Young, graduated from there. Great actor, man. He does a ton of awesome things.
I ended up seeing it because my wife wouldn't see The Wire until I agreed to watch Top Gun. So I thought it was like worth the trade.
It's hard to watch a movie made in 1986. Because culture is so different now versus then. In 1986, if you want to know what 1986 was like, watch Top Gun.
That's a great point.
The catchphrases, the sunglasses, the high fives, the sunscreen.
The Kenny Loggins.
It's a time capsule. Right. Looking at it now, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's why you love it, though, honestly. Because I think we all knew it was kind of ridiculous when you saw it.
Yes.
But it was all you had, you know what I'm saying, at that point in time. So when you look back on it, He's like, I'm sure you watched me a kid. Like, this is dumb. What are you talking about? This is really ridiculous. You're like, yeah, but it's my ridiculous.
Yeah, it's my ridiculous.
Mr. 1994, you're watching this movie.
I am going to watch. I've obviously seen the original one, but I think my best memory from Top Gun is like all the people in, like, who would go dress up as Maverick for Halloween parties. I would see everything. I'm like, okay. But yeah, my dad and I, he introduced me to the movie early on. Right. But yeah, I'll definitely go see it in theaters.
Take your athletic greens, go play some volleyball.
There you go. Yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
June 10th, Jurassic World Dominion.
Ooh.
Yep. The third and final movie in whatever this is, a third trilogy, I guess.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt, Bryce Dallas Howard, and the original Jurassic Park stars, Sam Neill, Laura Dern, and Jeff Goldblum. Yeah. Those three have never been together since that original first movie, which is still amazing.
That is
They now face a world of dinosaurs where humans may no longer be the apex predator. Mm. You know what? The first one of this trilogy was kind of fun because there was a lot of fan service. The second one was terrible. Yeah. I don't feel great about this one.
I disagree with the second one being terrible. I like what it set up for the third one as actually, you know, dinosaurs taking over, you know what I'm saying, the world.
Yeah.
So it was a little darker than you're kind of used to. So I'm looking for more darkness, in this one right here. But also, Sam Neill looks amazing. Like, I saw him in the trailer.
Yeah.
That dude looks great, man. He does. Like, for real, bro. Yeah.
Laura Dern, like, hopefully they give her actually something to do in this movie, unlike the Star Wars movies.
I mean, right.
Awesome character.
She looked good.
She did look good.
Big Laura Dern guy.
This is true. Laura Dern's awesome, man.
Yeah.
For a long time, she's been awesome. That's true. Can't argue.
Nick Yen.
I loved Jurassic Park growing up. Mm-hmm. Like, I had all the action, like, all the dinosaurs that you can possibly have. Word. And, you know, just growing up with, you know, these movies, like, I got to see how it all ends.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs come out on top.
Like the Velociraptor, man.
Exactly. Like, love Velociraptors.
Man, dude. They make them the most terrifying things on Earth. They
were so like cool. the hyenas of the
dinosaur world. Mm-hmm. They're amazing.
June 17th, Lightyear. Chris Evans voices the new Buzz Lightyear for an origin story about the real astronaut that inspired the toy featured in the Toy Story films. This one's directed by Angus McLain, who did Finding Dory in 2016. And as I understand it, this is basically the movie that Andy watches to actually want the toy that Buzz Lightyear is based on.
So it's based on the toy, and the movie's based off of the real person?
Yeah, this is basically Andy's Star Wars. We watched Star Wars, we wanted it, whatever.
Okay, Andy's Star Wars. I like how you put that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to see this one. I've never been a big Toy Story fan. Maybe that's my movie. It's Toy Story. I've never been a big Toy Story kind of guy.
Okay.
I thought the first one was great.
Yeah.
And I was like, good, that's enough, right? Oh, no? it's more toys? It's more things going on? And I just didn't catch up with it. Nothing against the movie. I've heard nothing but great things about it. But, yeah, I can wait on this.
This is a Disney Plus one for me.
Yeah, that's it.
I might see it. I remember just watching the third one in theaters. Like, I was almost in tears.
It's a Pixar requirement that you cry at some point in the movie.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man, they got me. But you know, Chris Evans also is the voice of Buzz Lightyear. And, like, I have a man crush on Chris Evans. I'm, you know, Captain America, so I'm going to see it.
There's nothing wrong with that, man. Yeah, that's me with Michael B.
My
Jordan.
My girlfriend knows that, too. She's like, yeah, no, I see it.
Right.
It's not hard to see. I think it's a Disney Plus one for me. Mm. We're reaching the point where animation is getting slightly too realistic.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And while these are clearly cartoons, there's still some very overly human elements that I'm not totally comfortable with yet.
Yeah.
And the Lightyear animation is right there with like the dust particles, and the lighting is perfect. Look, it's a Pixar movie, it's going to be good. They've got the formula down for making really good and compelling movies, so I'm into it. I like the Toy Story movie, so it's not a theater one for me, but it's definitely what I'm going to prioritize on Disney Plus.
Okay.
All right. June 24th is Elvis. I love Elvis.
Yeah,
big Elvis guy.
Okay. All right.
This one is interesting. Austin Butler stars as the King of Rock and Roll with Tom Hanks as his manager, Colonel Tom Parker. He comes with his own baggage. I don't think he's as nice of a guy as the last band manager that Tom Hanks played in That Thing You Do, where he just brought everything good to the table, right?
Yeah.
Good movie.
Austin Butler is kind of a newcomer. He played Tex Watson in What's Upon a Time in Hollywood. This is Baz Luhrmann's first movie since Great Gatsby in 2013.
Wow.
And, of course, he made his name doing Moulin Rouge and Romeo and Juliet. It's going to be a very stylized thing.
Yeah.
The trailer looks awesome. Mm. Butler, I don't know if I'm completely going to buy as Elvis Presley. Mm. judging off of Gatsby, this thing could go off the rails and get really weird. So I don't know. I'm going to go see it. I probably will make a point to go see it.
Yeah.
Have you guys watched the trailer?
I definitely saw the trailer. I'm a huge music fan, along with being a movie fan. So I definitely watched the trailer. I don't hold Elvis at that high level like you. I mean, he was a hero to most. He wasn't that high for me. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of other underlining things surrounding Elvis. But I will say, when it comes to biopics and movies like that, when it's talking about musicians, I go in believing about 48% of it. That's really what I go in, because I look for the perfect character. And that's when I know your movie's not real. Because there's always somebody in those movies who's perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Can't do anything wrong. You know what I mean? Just the perfect walk, the perfect friend, you know? And I'm like, oh, they're the person who helped make this movie. You know what I'm saying? I get it now.
Oh, like, what the hell?
Like, Ray is probably the only one where I was like, okay, nobody was perfect in here. Even Ray Charles was not good in here. You know what I mean? Nobody was perfect in that movie. So I look for that. I look for who's the perfect person in that. But yeah, I'm going to watch it because I'm a huge music person. Again, I think because Elvis is ridiculously talented person, man. But I'm interested to see it, you know what I'm saying, and what's real about it, you know?
Right.
Is that why your hair is like this? Because of Elvis? Is that why it's this awesome?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, all right. I'm learning.
I don't know. For me, I probably won't see it. We watched the trailer this morning, Kevin, and it did look good. It's just, I don't know if the connection.
HBO Max.
That's probably an HBO Max movie for me.
I'm going to see it. I love any musical, biopic is I'm down with. I love Walk the Line and Ray and Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes. It was all right. It should not have won an Oscar.
The movie was a little like, okay. It had its moments, though.
Yes.
For sure. I like your shirt, by the way.
Thank you.
But I mean, I feel like, and Kevin, maybe you can comment on this. Like, I feel like over the last 10 years, Elvis's, I don't know, it feels like it's faded a little bit.
It's like the 85 Bears. I'm telling you, man.
But I feel like the people from the same era have sort of elevated.
Yeah.
Like, we're seeing, like, Johnny Cash obviously was elevated, but maybe this will do the same thing for Elvis and sort of reintroduce him to a new generation of people.
Well, Dave was like, I want to see how this movie ends. I'm like, it probably ends with him dying on the toilet.
Yeah, with him
on the
toilet.
Right. Yeah. Well, we know how he ended, but now I'm going to see how they end it, you know, because it might end with him just walking into the toilet in slow motion and then just a glowing light.
I just see,
you know what I'm saying?
The door shuts, the fan turns on, fade to black.
Right, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
And to be clear, I like Elvis's kind of cultural spot more than I do his actual music.
Ooh,
I just kind of like Vegas. I like Fat Elvis. I like Graceland, all that cheesy shit. Like,
I was going to ask you, which Elvis was your favorite?
Yeah, I'm not
was
like
it young Elvis or older Elvis?
Yeah, older Elvis.
I will
like
say,
overweight.
I've never been the biggest, you know, the music is, it's fine. It's one of those things where it's been around me so much that it was hard to like dive in because it's just, I know this and I know this, I know this. Two things. The recordings of him at Stax are just incredible, like soulful and funky and awesome. So check that out. And then if you're ever in Nashville, you take the RCA Studio B tour, and the studio is where Elvis did a lot of his recording, including the piano where he played Are You Lonesome Tonight. And if you listen to that song, you'll hear at the very end there's a bump. Elvis recorded that song in complete darkness and hits his head on the microphone when he ends the song, and they leave it in there. So on the album credits, it says Are You Lonesome T.O.-Night. To mark where he hit his head on a microphone.
Nice. Wow.
And then there's like a smash cabinet that he kicked in, and like, it's cool. The RCA Studio B tour is excellent. So if you're an Elvis fan or just a fan of country music, like
I love that stuff.
There's a parking block that Dolly Parton hit. She like went too far and it shattered the concrete and it's left it. It's now part of history, right?
Yeah.
So if you're ever in Nashville, RCA Studio B, you got to do it.
Okay. Awesome.
But especially if you're an Elvis fan.
Okay. Right.
We're going to get to six more movies after this, including another Marvel installment. But first, do you want to start your day with a competitive edge? Strava CBD coffee is a game changer.
Yes, it is.
Has helped thousands of people to improve their overall wellness and quality of life. Strava delivers delicious, fresh roasted specialty coffee infused with organic broad spectrum CBD.
Ooh.
CBD from hemp doesn't make you high or hungry, but it does offer real benefits that can help you feel alert and focused without the jitters. Live your day more balanced with less anxiety and fewer aches and pains. Plus, including CBD in your daily routine can even help you enjoy more restful sleep so you can wake up feeling your best.
Yes.
And the best part, Strava is all about quality. Everything is small batch, fresh and shipped straight to your door. Strava also offers concentrated full-spectrum CBD tinctures for those looking for a more traditional CBD format with the powerful entourage effect of benefits. CHGO listeners now can save 25% off their entire purchase when you use code CHGO25. That's 25% off your entire order at StravaCraftCoffee.com when you use code CHGO25 at checkout. Only one use per customer. I think we talked about this, Jay. This is actually the first product that we've had that we've actually repurchased. We got it for free, and then we bought it again.
I missed the free stuff because I was taking my sweet-ass time getting here. But, yes, I ordered some, and I'll order more. It's fantastic.
It's super great. I turned my parents onto it. They ordered some.
Oh, great.
That's awesome.
I've had some back issues. And while the chiropractor help, I think the CBD coffee, I mean, actually, like, genuinely actually helped. So.
Just rub the beans right on your back. I do that,
yeah. Anyway, with Strava, you're in control. Save on your favorite coffees and have them automatically delivered to your home or office on your preferred schedule. I've actually set that up because it tastes really good too.
Yeah, it's great.
That's important.
If you were to take a taste test of whatever, three or four, you never know that one of them is CBD coffee. There's no weedy taste to it or anything like that. It's a fantastic cup of coffee on its own.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Saying a lot.
Let's go for some Strava after this guy.
All right. Probably. Twist my arm.
All right. Let's get back to the movies. June 24th, Black Phone.
Okay.
Dude.
Have you heard about this movie?
I heard about it when I watched a trailer this morning.
Okay.
100% in.
Oh, wow.
At home. I ain't seen that in a theater. I am too fat for jump scares. Like, I cannot be startled. I cannot have any. My heart is too fragile. I need to see it at home. But the premise of it looks awesome. It's kind of like serial killer meets Sixth Sense, kind of a whole deal.
Let me read the.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm very excited about this one.
We can tell.
After being abducted by a child killer, played by Ethan Hawke,
shout out,
and locked into a soundproof basement, a 13-year-old boy starts receiving calls on a disconnected phone from the killer's previous victims. I'm out.
You out right there.
I haven't watched the trailer. I don't want any part of this.
So okay. The Marvel guy needs reality in his movies. There can't be any legs. Can't suspend.
It's too scary. I don't like horror movies.
All right, well, there you go. That's fair.
I have kids. Okay.
I'm a fan of horror movies. I like them. When you read me that yesterday,
you were in.
I was in. When you were telling me, I was like, this sounds like something awesome I would really check out and just see because it sounds weird. It's not something, again, I'm not going to go to the theater and see it.
No, hell no.
But I would definitely turn this on and watch this, and I would hope that it just sounds like it's going to be good, and if it's not good, it's going to be good bad.
Variety said the trailer was scarier than the COVID-19 Delta variant. They published that in August 2021.
Dang, that's all right.
Ethan Hawke's name is the Grabber.
Stop.
That's
it.
His actual
that's
character.
His name? The Grabber.
All right, I'm out now. That's
seriously like. That's a nickname.
Can't you call like Stabby McStabberson or something like that? Like, the Grabber.
He's the shooter. Yeah, he's
like, the Grabber.
The Stabber.
Get my free candy van.
It was based on a...
No, the Grabber.
You know what I'm saying, Jay? Come on, man. That's crazy.
It's based on a 2004 short story, the same name. And this movie is actually directed by Scott Derrickson, who was originally on Doctor Strange before leaving over Creative Differences.
Okay.
So he left that.
Was this the Creative Difference? He was they didn't support Black Phone.
He wanted the Grabber to come in and get Wong, I guess.
They lost him right then and there when he said that. See, it's his character. His name is the Grabber. We're out.
No.
Nick, are you going to force a tie here and say you're not in, or are you with these two guys?
If I watch it, it's going to be early in the day, so when I come out, there's sunlight. Yes. I know that I'm not in the setting anymore. I'm back in reality.
That's the only
way I'm seeing this movie.
That was us in college. We went to see Scream in college, and we all got out of the theater. We're like, we're checking the trunk, right? Like, yeah, we're checking the back seat. Like, that screwed us up. That screwed us up for a little while.
All right, we got to move a little quickly here, I think.
All right.
Sorry. Minions, Rise of Gru, July 1st, another prequel, fifth movie in the Despicable Me franchise. This one was supposed to come out July 3rd, 2020. And here's some artwork featuring Nick and the Minions, I guess.
He knew it was coming, man.
I feel like I have to see this movie because I'm the freaking artwork right
guy.
Here. Yeah, I'm that guy.
You're that man.
Joey, this was you that... Joey, our great producer, made this. And, it looks great. I don't know if I'll actually see the Minions, though, in theaters, to be completely honest.
All right.
It's not my...
I'm not going to go see it.
Nah, it'll be on in the background someday.
Background. Yeah, absolutely.
July 8th. This is actually the movie I'm most excited for this... year. Okay. Thor, Love and Thunder.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Chris Hemsworth is hanging up his hammer, making Natalie Portman the new Thor. Joining the adventure are Tessa Thompson as Valkyrie, the Guardians of the Galaxy are in this one, and Christian Bale as villain Thor, the God Butcher. Yes. The director, Taika Waititi, I don't know if I got that right, he actually said that this is the best Marvel villain yet.
Wow. Yeah, he did the last Thor movie.
He did.
Which was awesome, phenomenal. Man. So, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for this.
Let's go. You said Natalie Portman, so I'm there.
4 of the 6 original Avengers now have been replaced.
Wow.
That's
the 2 that haven't?
The original? No, she got replaced.
So Hawkeye got replaced. Thor is replaced.
Yep.
Captain America's replaced.
Yep. Iron Man.
Iron Man's replaced. Scarlet's replaced.
So
Hulk.
Who did Iron Man get replaced by? Spider-Man. Well, I'm saying like there's not a new Iron Man, but yeah, Spider-Man there's actually not a new Iron Man.
Iron Heart, I think they're going to go with. Are they? Yeah.
Okay, so we're going that way for Phase 4. They're getting new actors to fill out some of these suits. So kind of cool.
Yes, sweet. And Tessa Thompson. Shout out, Brenda. Absolutely. Tessa Thompson, for sure.
Thor is so interesting because those first two movies, I think, were just kind of zeros.
Yeah, the Dark World is probably the worst Marvel movie.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Like, and then Ragnarok is just beloved.
Amazing. Just amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Yes. Yeah. Just great movie, man. Yeah.
I'm not a huge Natalie Portman person, and I thought she actually dragged down the first two.
Look, even Jake over there, way back there. It's like,
everybody says please.
Like, everybody's there. Since the professional, I've been a fan, though. Like, I'm not a dude. That's your boy.
I have opinions. All right, I'm going to express my opinions.
Embrace debate.
July 29th, Bullet Train. I think this is actually.
Because it is the name alone.
I thought this was an actual like new concept, but it's actually based on a Japanese novel called Maria Beetle.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Brad Pitt, Sandra Bullock, and Michael Shannon, among others. Oh. Bad Bunny's also in there.
Oh, shout out.
I'm not exactly sure who Bad Bunny is.
It's an artist, one of the biggest in the world right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good wrestler.
And also an amazing wrestler. Yeah. Stole the show at WrestleMania.
That's true.
Amazing.
Is it a man or a woman?
It's a guy.
Okay.
It's a guy.
I don't even know. I have zero clue.
It's a guy, man.
They are all on a fast-moving bullet train with not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5 assassins on board.
Oh, man.
I'm in.
It looked really cool.
And it did.
I am realizing later in life, I'm a big fan of what Brad Pitt does.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, he's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, he was fantastic. I love Moneyball.
Yeah.
I think he's so good looking that he doesn't get enough credit as an actor because he's a good looking dude.
Yeah.
He is legit. And DiCaprio is sort of same. It took a long time for people to realize, he's like, holy cow, this guy can act.
I think the best debate, and maybe we'll do this on a future CHEO podcast, but we'll just, if you take the careers of Matt Damon, Brad Pitt, and Leonardo DiCaprio, like who comes out on top?
I think it's Leo.
Yeah.
Leo. All right, show's over.
Yeah. We can't get into that. That'll be next week.
He's got the trophy. Like,
yeah, he's great.
He won.
Yeah.
I like Sandra Bullock. Anything, she's on fast moving vehicles. I'm
she is.
She's going to be 2 for 2.
Well, that speed 2, though.
Well, that was a boat. It wasn't moving fast. Yeah.
But I like you talked about stylized with Baz Luhrmann. This looks similar. Bullet Train.
Yeah.
Mm. Real colorful and artistic. You could tell there's a lot of comedic moments in there, too, to break up the action. Mm-hmm. It looked cool. I hadn't heard of it until I watched the trailer, and I'm like, hell yeah, I'll see this. This looks good.
All right. August 5th. I love this one. I love my dad. The plot of this one.
I do, too.
Patton Oswalt as a hopelessly estranged father who poses as a beautiful woman and catfishes his son in an attempt to reconnect.
Yo.
This one could go a lot of ways.
This is Doubtfire?
No, man, get out of my head, Jay. Get out of my head.
I could not find a trailer for this.
Oh, man.
I didn't find one either.
I like Patton Oswalt a lot.
I feel like this is like that one that kind of comes out in August, comes out of nowhere, and is possibly a huge hit, kind of like in that 40-year-old virgin vein.
Yeah, maybe. Mm.
But I don't know. I could probably wait to see this on HBO Max.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to definitely wait. Yeah. No question about it. Yeah. Definitely waiting.
To get me into a theater now, you got to blow stuff up. Stuff has to be.
Yeah, either blow stuff up or it's got to be like an RT independent movie and I'll go.
Marvel.
Yeah. Marvel was number one, though. Yeah. It's the number one reason.
Black Widow came out straight to Disney Plus. Like, I felt like that diminished it. I haven't watched The Eternals yet. I feel like that's going to diminish it because I didn't see it, whatever. So, all right. Final installment, Beast, August 19th.
All right.
a father played by Idris Elba
okay.
and his two teenage daughters find themselves hunted by a massive rogue lion intent on proving that the savannah has but one apex predator. I'm in. Stringer Bell versus a lion.
Idris Elba fighting lions. I'm in, bro. Like, start the show. Like, yeah. Give him a popcorn.
I'm down.
Well, I like this wording. Rogue lion.
Yeah, right.
That, like, those are, like, the ones that are very orderly and exactly. follow the rules.
The one who served me at the Starbucks. Yeah, that nice lion right there. Come on,
the dude. Civilized rogue lion.
The this civilized is a, lion.
Some bad stuff has happened.
We don't associate with those lions. Yeah.
I'm in on this one.
Yeah, yeah, sounds cool.
Yeah.
I'm down.
They could have called it Rogue Lion, and I would have been in on this. I would have been in on this too, man. I'm with all of this.
So there are other ones coming out. I didn't go down the entire list.
The one I saw that I wanted to see that looked was Firestarter, which is a remake of a Stephen King.
Yeah.
But it looks like they're kind of turning it into a Firestarter's like a superhero angle.
You did.
And how she has to control her powers for good.
Right.
That's a cool way to, and I didn't see the original. I read it forever ago, but don't remember it. But it seems like an interesting way to take the story.
I agree.
Okay. So that was cool.
Nick told me he was upset that I didn't include Downton Abbey on this one. So I apologize for that one.
I don't know the appeal of those.
I have not watched
shows of rich white people sitting around being snarky. It's like, why is this entertaining?
Yeah.
Like, drinking
I like
tea.
Rich
it's
white
like,
people
so boring.
Doing dramatic, crazy things.
Yeah.
Like blowing stuff up and things like that.
Blow some stuff up.
Slapping people.
Blow up the Abbey.
That. Yeah.
I watched the trailer. She's like, I have acquired a villa in France. I'm like, all right. I'm good. Done. Thanks.
This was fun. I think this needs to be a annual tradition here at CHGO. The first one we're definitely doing non-sports. So.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Hopefully everyone enjoyed this one. Make sure you check us out at CHGO_sports on Twitter. Follow everyone here on Twitter. Make sure you join us next Thursday at 12:30. It's the CHGO Sports Podcast on YouTube. Pack a lunch. Thanks for joining us.
You know that thing you've always been too scared to go for? It seems like you'll never have the guts. Then a cancer diagnosis. And doing that thing becomes way less scary. I would know. I've always wanted a black belt. And today, the only thing standing in my way is a few wooden boards. It's been a lot of hard work and 5 years since I beat cancer at Ohio Health. Bring it on. You keep making plans.
Visit ohiohealth.com/keepmakingplans to learn more.
From Friday night football to the county fair, from picnics in the park to hometown parades, from big cities to small towns, we are proud to serve our communities. Last year, we volunteered 19,000 hours and donated $5 million to local charities. Because lending a hand to a neighbor and investing in the people and places around us is the right thing to do. We are Park National Bank, and we are proud to serve you.
Member FDIC.